Now, I would be doing a disservice to my own area of expertise and to many of my listeners if I didn't ask you a question about marketing. So you are such a phenomenal promoter, and I wanted to ask you, how important are marketing and promotions to a business? And out of all these wacky things that you do, do you drive or design any of the marketing campaigns, or have you just literally hired the best people? I mean, how important is all this marketing stuff, and how do you do it?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, if you're setting up a new company, you want to try to find a brand that can work that can work on a global basis. And you know, we had two names. We had Virgin and we had Slip Disc Records as the short list. And obviously, Slip Disc Airlines wouldn't have worked. And so we're quite fortunate that we ended up with Virgin.
You know what? Some of the airlines in America should be called Slip Disc Airlines because they're pretty. But anyway.
Well, I wouldn't disagree on that one. So getting a good brand is, and particularly if you're going to move it into other areas, to have a brand that works, you know, well on, you know, clothes or, you know, I mean, a whole range of different products. And it's not easy to find the right brand. You know, we in fact had real problems trying to even register the name Virgin because the registry office thought it was rude, and I had to write a long letter explaining that Virgin was the opposite of rude, but finally we got it registered. And then I think, you know, I think that publicity, you know, getting your brand or getting your company's name out and about is absolutely critical, particularly if you're a consumer orientated brand. And, you know, you have to be willing to, use yourself as well as your dollars you spend in advertising to get your brand on the map. I think that, you know, often a good PR story is far more effective than a full page ad, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper. And if you can do it in a fun way, you know, in a way that you're going to enjoy doing, then so much the better. And if you can actually even do it where you get other people to pay for it, as we managed to in the early days, with our some of our adventures, again, even better still. But you know, I have an absolute rule. If CNN, you know, ring me up and want to do an interview with me, I'll drop everything to do it, because, you know, it's a global you know, chance to get the brand across on a global basis. And a lot of chairmen of companies, you know, will tell their PR people they're too busy, or they're frightened about, you know, getting themselves out and in front of cameras, and they really shouldn't be frightened of it. They've got to be brave and bold and use themselves to put their companies on the map.
Yeah, and you have done a phenomenal job of doing that in pretty wild ways, which I'm sure just freaks out many of the people in your company every time you come up with the next stunt. Well, yeah, let me do a plug for your airline, because you're now in America. You got Virgin America, and with many of the people listening, many may have never flown on a Virgin Airlines, and I can just assure you that it is experiential to the umpteenth degree, with very pleasant people, to so many little details paid attention to, and you'll learn a lot about how to run a business just by flying on any Virgin Airlines. So why should someone fly on a Virgin Airline flight here in America? I mean, what's the difference between what you're doing and your competition?
The only time that Virgin will set up a new business is if the sector that we're moving into is abysmally run. And to be perfectly frank, the American domestic airline industry has been abysmally run for decades now. I mean, it's, you know, Americans generally are the best restaurants, the best clubs, the best hotels, but it's somehow passed the American airline business by. So what we've done is we've obviously had 21 years of experience in building airlines around the world. We've finally got permission to be involved in setting up an airline in America, despite the fact that I'm English and don't have an American accent. We've got brand new planes, so the reliability is, you know, is much better than our competitors. We've got the best entertainment system in the world. airline in America is extremely rare. You know, we've got the best seating, we've got the best lighting, we've got fantastic crews, we've got great, good food. You know, we, if you want to talk to somebody in, you know, seat 28K and you're sitting in 2C and you quite fancy them, you can, you know, you can send them a message on their screen and, you know, they can decide whether they want to answer back or not.
So that term quite fancy then, for Americans that don't know what that means, that would be like if you actually like someone a few rows down?
Yeah, if you want to have a bit of a dating agency, you can. We've got that on the plane. As well.
Right. No, I totally know what you're saying, but that's good.
if the stewardess hasn't been down the aisle in the last 60 seconds, you can order your food on the screen, and she'll get the message in her cabin. You know, we've reintroduced first class, which is super super nice first class, and just generally try to make flying domestically in America bearable again and enjoyable, and I think, you know, by getting all the details right, then our cabin crew are proud of working for the airline, and they'll do it with a smile. And it, you know, and we're getting fantastic feedback. So I mean, we just got to roll on more planes as fast as we can in America, so we can, you know, give more people the chance to fly it.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I just seriously want to encourage everyone to fly Virgin. It is really, really cool, and compared to anything else that's happening, I've never experienced anything in the airline industry that even holds a candle to it. And really, the whole saying that, you know, the airline motto that my buddy Dan Sullivan said is, you know, we're not happy till you're not happy. I've experienced that. I travel a lot, and it is abysmal, and I'm so happy that you are doing that, because it will raise the bar, and you know, hopefully you get the majority of the business, because you know you're the one paying attention to it, and that's awesome. Now, who are the people in your life that have been your role models and mentors? I mean, certainly a person at your level has had to have associated with some incredible people. So I'd love to find out who some of those people are.
I mean, obviously, I've had the pleasure of really getting to know this incredible group of elders who, you know, are now working together instead of working separately and trying to tackle the world's problems. So, you know, people like Nelson Mandela and Archbishop Tutu and, you know, the Dalai Lama and, you know, President Carter and Kofi Annan. And you know, what strikes me about them is, you know, apart from, you know, their humility and their knowledge and, you know, their listening power is, you know, it's their incredible sense of humor. I mean, I don't know, I just wrote a note to Archbishop Tutu, and I just got one word back, yippee, for you know, the person who's in charge of the Anglican Church in Africa. But, you know, just the enthusiasm for life and you know, the fact that, you know, some of these people are in their 80s, even 90s, and you know, they're absolutely determined to get out there and make a difference. In Nelson Mandela's case, you know, he, you know, in prison for 28 years, you know, forgave his captors, came out of prison, and not only forgave them, but invited them into his cabinet to make sure that South Africa remained united, and you know, sets up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission with Archbishop Tutu heading it. Nobody to be prosecuted, nobody to be executed, people to apologize for the some of the horrendous crimes that they committed. But it resulted in a country that is a shining beacon to the rest of the world. You know, look at the difference.
Yeah, that's incredible, actually. I mean, especially Nelson Mandela with the time he was in prison and just the compassion he has for humanity. I mean, let's take. I mean, you're buddies with Al Gore, right?
I've had the privilege of getting to know him.
I was just going to say, if you were to get in a fight with him, do you think you could take him physically? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I don't think I'd stand a dog's chance. He's a tall. He's quite a strong looking lad.
Now, you said enthusiasm for life with all these elders. I think that is one of the most critical elements of anything, because enthusiasm covers an enormous amount of deficiencies. I mean, it's one of the things that got me through in life when I had no skill set whatsoever. And the origination of the name Virgin came from, you know, I don't want to try to, you know, say the story. I mean, it was because you basically didn't know what you were doing and you thought a virgin would be an appropriate name.
Yeah, I was 15, 16 years old, and I was inexperienced, and I was inexperienced in business as well, and I think one or two of the girls who were sitting around all joked that they were all virgins or something, I don't know, but it was the 60s fun, and you know, it turned out to be appropriate name for somebody setting up a business who had no business experience whatsoever.
Now, let me go back to the elders and stuff things too, because I want to leave the listeners with some how-to tips. What would you recommend to listeners on people to pursue that could not only help them in business with business advice and, you know, even doing what you're doing now? I mean, you're just contributing by sharing your life experience and your thoughts with other people, and I really think through these sorts of discussions is how people learn and get exposed to ideas and progress. And what are things that you would recommend to, you know, the small business owner that is out there working in their business, you know, staying pretty busy, but to expand their thinking, their relationships, their networks, so that they can really, you know, meet some amazing people and do some amazing things?
I think the most important thing is to have a sort of yes mentality and not a no mentality. And I mean, it's certainly sometimes it's got me into trouble on occasions, but I think that, you know, you're going to get so much more out of life if you just say yes at every opportunity. And you know, it does mean that most likely you're going to have to try to find 48 hours in the day, but life's just going to be that much more rewarding and satisfying, you know, if you take that approach. And, you know, take the sort of nothing ventured, nothing gained, you know, approach as well. I mean, just, you know, give things a go, and, you know, obviously try to make sure that, you know, if the worst comes to worst, it's not going to bring everything crashing down around you, try to protect against the downside, give it a shot, and if the worst comes to worst and it does all come crashing down, you know, just pick yourself up again and give it a go again. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You know, people who go into Chapter 11 or go bankrupt, you know, some of the most successful entrepreneurs in America have been through that once or twice, and I'm sure it was incredibly demoralizing at the time, but that's what limited companies are there for, to protect, you know, people do go wrong. And that, you know, I think about 80% of all companies started from scratch don't get anywhere, so just be ready to pick yourself up again and start again and learn from it, and I'm sure in the end you'll be successful.
Well, I mean, if I can ask you about mistakes, I mean, the most successful people that I know have made not only the most mistakes, some have made some pretty enormous mistakes. Can you maybe talk to the point about making mistakes and maybe, you know, what are the biggest and most expensive mistakes you've made and the lessons you've learned from mistakes?
Yeah, I suspect the biggest mistake that I made was staying in music retailing longer than I should have done. Once you could start downloading, once the iPod was available, the writing was already on the wall for music retailing, and I stuck with it longer than I should have done, and it cost us a lot of money. I think, you know, cutting one's losses is something which, it's often tough to do, but it's important to do early on, so that rather than wasting away a lot of money, you can actually then reinvest that money in creating new jobs elsewhere, rather than chasing a dying industry. Obviously, fortunately, because, you know, although music retailing was one of the first businesses we ever started in, because we had diversified, getting out of music retailing, was a small part of the Virgin Empire. By the time the writing was on the wall, but as I say, I suspect we should have got out a bit sooner.
How do you recruit the best people. I mean, you have absolutely star players that work with you, and I've heard you say that there's one important lesson. This is your exact words that you said on the Rebel Billionaire on the last segment. It said, there's one important lesson I've learned. Surround yourself with the best people, trust them, listen to them, and draw on their expertise. And so, you know, any tips for the listeners on how to do this? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I think to a large extent we promote from within, so we know whether somebody's weakness and their strengths before we've actually before we've taken them on. You know, on occasions we obviously do take on in new blood from outside, and what we are looking for is people who are great with people, because again, you know, they're only going to be one person in the organization. They've got to get around them, you know, a whole massive team of people who are, you know, good motivators of other people, and I think that's the principal thing that we're seeking in people.
Okay, and you, I mean, I imagine you're not a control freak at all. You're like so good at just letting people do their jobs and going on and being innovative. I mean, you have this ability to just put things in other people's hands and trust them. Any recommendations or things on
I think you just have to accept that, you know, that that if you're going to grow, that, you know, people will do things differently than you. You know, some things they'll do better, some things that they may do not quite as well. Trying to double guess people is a terrible mistake, and you've just got to be willing to stand back and let give people the freedom to get on and get on with it, and that then gives you all those hours that you'd otherwise be spending doing what those people are doing, to think about the bigger picture and move your company forward into new areas. I mean, I think, you know, for a lot of people listening to this interview, if they, you know, could just take 2 weeks off and actually spend those 2 weeks looking for their replacement, and go and find their replacement and get somebody else to do their job, they'd suddenly find that that with the time that they then free themselves up on, for their lifetime ahead, the amount of things they'd be able to achieve. I mean, first of all, maybe finding a bit more time with their family, keeping their body more healthy, but then, you know, taking their companies forward into new areas. They'll be surprised what they'd be able to achieve by doing that.
That's absolutely great advice. Take 2 weeks off, look for a replacement, and just if everyone did that exercise alone, it could open up an entire world of opportunity and leverage, and change the course of their whole entrepreneurial career. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself. I mean, I've gotten much better at it over the years. Just, you know, rugged individualists. When you first start out in business, man, you're doing everything. And as you get more successful and more opportunities and more knowledge come your way, it's just the ability to let go. So I've tried to follow a philosophy as best I can, and it's constant improvement, which is I don't want to be in control. I just want to be in charge of the things that I lead. But I want other people to take them and run with them, because that's how you make things happen. Okay, last question I have for you, Richard. What projects are you most excited about in the future? I mean, I should even say that my buddy Yannick Silver, I think, is number 142 on the Virgin Galactic flight, so I should probably mention that to you, because if you run into him, he'll be excited that I said that on the interview.
We spoke about these three things, but I mean, I think the space project, obviously, Virgin Galactic is going to be fantastically exciting, and we're only a couple of years away from that. The development of clean fuels is something which we're putting lots of time and energy on, and we're determinedly hoping for a breakthrough there, and a lot of time and energy now is going to the Elders project. On the sort of pure business front, I suppose, you know, trying to build a really good alternative airline in the States with Virgin America, and hoping that in 5 years' time it's already made a massive difference to people flying internally in the States. That'll be highly satisfying. And then we've got a few other odds and sods that you're working on.
Okay. Well, you know, I would continue to ask you questions for as long as you gave me time for, but I want to be respectful of your time and your schedule. And I very much appreciate you taking the time to do this. I really do. And any famous last words that you would have for our listeners who are entrepreneurs that I know hearing from Sir Richard Branson talk about life, talk about business, talk about success, talk about contribution, and just talk about yourself is highly encouraging to a lot of people. So anything you would like to leave the listeners with, and you could recommend anything, you know, read a book, go to your website, or just any words of wisdom that you think would be useful for everyone in business, starting a business, or just out there trying to make something happen.
Go for it.
Go for it. Screw it. Let's do it.
Screw it. Let's do it. Anyway, good luck.
Excellent. And thank you so much, Richard. I really appreciate it. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my interview with Sir Richard Branson. If you would like to find out more about what Richard is up to, what his companies are up to, listen to my interview on Virgin Unite, simply go to joepolish.com, that's joepolish.com/Richard Branson. On the site, you can print out the transcripts of this interview and also the hot tip sheets, which is kind of like the footnotes of this interview. And you can share this interview with any entrepreneur that you think it would benefit to help and hear. So please spread the word. And if you'd like to contribute to Virgin Unite, you have the opportunity to do that on the website if you really resonated with some of the things that Richard spoke about on the interview. So thank you so much. Again, the website is joepolish.com/Richard Branson. Now, aside from Sir Richard Branson as someone that I interviewed for Genius Network, I have interviewed a slew of amazing business experts, fascinating human beings, athletes, and people that I think could dramatically enhance the way you run your companies and the way you live life in general. So for a whole list of interviews and to get interviews on a regular basis, visit geniusnetwork.com, www.geniusnetwork.com.
Hello, this is Joe Polish. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this interview. I hope you found it very useful. Please give me your feedback on all of the interviews that you listen to. I'd love to hear your feedback so we can always deliver a great program for you. Our website is www.joepolish.com, and we also have a Joe Polish Recommends section, so you can take a lot of the ideas and concepts that you hear on my Genius Network interview series and apply them to your business and find vendors and resources. You can go to joepolish.com to find that information and click on the Joe Polish Recommends section. And also, if you would like to find out about more interviews and invest in more useful Genius Network series interviews, go to www.geniusnetwork.com. Thanks, and eat your competition alive.